In studio, I have Jackie Hoy from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
And we're going to talk about back to education allowance.
We are with the people looking at during the summer holidays what they will be looking for to study in September. So we just thought it was a good thing to go through it. Now, there's a lot in it. So if there's any questions, you can drop them to the Citizens Advice and we'll go through it for them. So just if you're unemployed and parenting alone or have a disability and are getting certain payments from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection, you may take part in second or third level education course and get a back to education allowance. If you want to do other types of courses not covered under the BTEA, for example, personal development course or general training courses, you may return to education under the part-time education option and the vocational training opportunity scheme, VITAS, or the educational training and development options. Since 2016-17, BTA is only paid for courses that start in Ireland or in Northern Ireland. However, you can be paid BTA for a year abroad, for example, under the Erasmus scheme, if the year is an integral mandatory part of your course. This must be verified by the registrar or administration office at your college. So there's two study options, the second level option and the third level option. All courses must lead to a qualified qualification in Ireland, the QQI accreditation. These include VTEC and HETEC awards or equivalent. You must also progress in education qualifications. For example, if you already have a level 6 qualification on the National Framework of Qualification, the course you attend must be for at least a level 7 qualification. This progression rule has been relaxed for people applying for second level courses at level 5 and 6 in certain limited circumstances. If you already hold a level 5 or 6 qualification in an area that is no longer growing, obtained at least 3 years beforehand, and you have worked for at least 3 years and you satisfy all other BTA criteria, you may be allowed to do further courses at either of these levels, provided the course is a second level, will enable you to progress your career and last for no more than 2 years, 24 months, and they meet the skills, needs or local demands. Your Department of Social Protection case officer must also recommend a course if you are getting a job seeker's payment. Now, the second level option, you can attend a second level course of education at any secondary, community or comprehensive or vocational school. This course must be full time and lead to a certificate recognised by the Department of Education and Skills or approved by the Quality and Qualifications QQI, for example the Junior Cert, the Leaving Cert, the Post Leaving Cert or a City and Guild certificate. An excess or foundation course is considered to be a second level course for BTA purposes. Now, the third level option, you can attend any third level course of education in an approved third level institute, university, institute of education or third level college. The course must be a full-time day course and be approved for the student grant scheme or be approved by the Higher Education and Training Award Council, HETAC. Note that not all HETAC courses are approved by BTEA. Undergraduate courses. In general, you must be starting your third level course at year one. However, you may be eligible for BTA if you are exempt from part of your course because of a qualification you received in a previous course. For example, you have a higher certificate in a course that you now wish to take a degree level in. Completed a year or years of your course as a part-time student. Completed earlier years before becoming unemployed or receiving statutory redundancy. Are permitted by your school or college to proceed to the next year of a course having dropped out or deferred a year due to mitigation circumstances. We're getting a one-parent family payment while in full-time education and we're affected by age-related changes on your one-parent family. People in the situation may be admitted to BTA mid-season. So they're basically saying that either course, either have to be progressing from level 6 to level 7 or 8, you have to be going higher progression in your course. Do you have to be full-time courses? Do you have to be HETEC or VTEC? Now, postgraduate courses, you can get the Back to Education Allowance for a postgraduate course of study that leads to a higher diploma, a HDIP qualification in any discipline or a professional master's in education. Other types of postgraduate qualifications are not recognised by BTEA. The only exemption to this is where a college has admitted a person without a third level qualification to a master's course on the basis of relevant life experience. In these cases, the person may be eligible for the BTEA. Now, student grants come with the Back to Education. The student grant scheme is divided into two components, a maintenance grant and a fee grant. Now, I won't go into them today because there's a lot into them. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to go into the grants. We're going back to college, either second level or third level, and claiming the back to education allowance. So we'll just go to qualifying payments for the back to education allowance. In general, to qualify for the BTA, you must be over 21 or over 24 for a postgraduate course. And the qualifying payments that you must be on is either Job Seekers Allowance or Job Seekers Benefit, the Job Seekers Transition Payment, Pharmacist, the One Parent Family Payment, the Deserted Wives Benefit, the Widows, Widowers or Surviving Civil Partners Contributory Pension, the Widows, Widowers or Surviving Civil Partners Non-Contributory Pension, Prisoner's Wife Allowance, Carer's Allowance, Blind Pension, Disability Allowance, Invalidity Pension, Incapacity Supplement based on Life Disablement Pension, Illness Benefit, but you must be on Illness Benefit for at least 2 years. However, period spent on Illness Benefit can count towards the qualifying period if you qualify from another payment. So what they're saying, if you were on Illness Benefit for a year and then you went on Job Seekers, you can combine both them together. So that's really all the information on it. And you can work part-time and while you're on the back to education allowance, because since 2016-17 academic year, people getting the BTA who take up work during the academic year will be assessed under the rules, including means assessment, to apply to their primary payment. So what they're saying is if you're on a means tested payment prior to going on the back to education, you will be means tested, but you are allowed work. If you came from illness benefit and invalidity pension, you wouldn't be, because they weren't means tested payments. So if you're getting a Job Seekers payment before going back to education, your BTA is not paid over the summer months period. So if your BTA is not paid during the summer months, you'd be signing back on for the payment that you're on prior to going on to back to education. Now, the cost of education allowance since September 2017, you get an annual cost of education allowance of €500 if you're getting the BTA and you have dependent children. So keeping your extra benefits from the payment that you went on before you went on to back to education, if you qualify for the back to education, you can keep your entitlements to any extra benefits you already have, for example, fuel allowance, rent supplement. However, any increase in income may affect your entitlements to rent supplement of the amount of supplement you get. So they're basically saying if you're on payments and you're receiving secondary benefits, you will keep them while you're on back to education. Now, to apply, you can apply to any local social welfare office. They'll have the application forms, or you can come up to the Citizen Advice. You have to have a letter from the college saying you've been approved from the course, and then you can come up to us and we'll go through the forms with you. As I said, there's a lot in the back to education. The main thing to remember is there's two study options, and you have to be on social welfare payment, illness benefit for 2 years. You have to be progressing, going from, if you're doing third level, going 7, 8 upwards. So as they said, some courses, if you're doing in second level, that you have a level 5 or level 6, and maybe there's no work in that area and you can prove that, and they will allow you, depending on the circumstances, to do another level 6 course if it's going to get you employment down the road. So as I said, there's a lot in it. So we're going to cover next week the grants for going back to school and how they apply to the back to education. And that's it, John.
Okay, Jackie, thanks very much. And okay. As you said, we'll speak again next week. Yeah. And the telephone number is 07610781.
Yeah, and just drop into our new opening hours now. We open between 9:30 to 12:30 and 1:30 to 4:00. They're our new opening hours.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.